Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens alongside OJ McDuffie, and we're pleased to be joined here in studio by Matt Hazel, rookie wide receiver from the Dolphins. Matt, how you doing?
Doing good. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Before we get anywhere, I want to congratulate you. It was announced by the team earlier today that you had signed your contract. So you are officially a member of the Miami Dolphins. Congrats.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good stuff. And I know you just got off the field from your first go-around with the rookie mini camp this weekend, your first practice. How'd everything go today?
Went pretty well, actually. Had all right assignments, did everything. Just getting out in the rust off because, you know, I've been out of football for a long time. So just getting around, moving with the helmet on and having DBs in front of you, you know, it's just to get back old thing the most.
Yeah, it's always nice to get back to football-type activities. And I noticed today at practice that, you know, you and Jarvis Landry seem to be hanging out a lot together. You guys are working with the first unit, with the young guys out there. How's your relationship with you and Jarvis coming around so far?
Coming on great, actually. We worked out for the combine, the API. You know, we were just pushing each other the whole time. And we roomed together, actually, in the hotel. So, you know, we quizzing each other on plays in certain formations and knowing different positions. And, you know, we both got drafted. So, you know, it's a little competition there. But we're going to keep pushing each other to be the best we can be.
And are you two guys, like, the leaders of the young guys out there now? And have you got the grasp of the playbook and able to help some of the young guys out? I know it's tough. I mean, first few days out there. But are you guys kind of the leaders of the young guys out there?
Well, being here for a few days, you know, it actually helped us out because, you know, we understand now what it takes a little bit to know how to be a professional and understand that, you know, we're kind of like mini vets basically, and we're just out here trying to lead the young guys, you know, help them out so they can help with their future as well.
And real quick, with the install so far, I know they put a lot of stuff in there. You said you got your assignments right. You guys look like you were on the same page. Has that been the hardest part, how much they've thrown at you guys and be able to take it out there and show it on the football field?
Not really. Like I said, just being here for them few days, you know, just putting extra time in with the playbook and really quizzing each other, you know, with different positions really helped us out a lot. And the vets, like I said, has helped us out a lot too as well. So, you know, it gets easier every day, but as long as you stay in the playbook, you'll be fine.
Matt Hazel, rookie wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Matt, we talked about being around here. I'm curious because there has been a lot made by the fans about some of the draft class and smaller mm-hmm. schools and you guys mm-hmm. from the FCS schools, including yourself from Coastal Carolina, making that transition to the NFL. I know it's early, but what differences have you seen so far from your college experience now being in the NFL?
First, start off really the speed, man. It's crazy, you know, once you take a blink, you know, somebody's right in your face. So it's just different, you know, the up-tempo beat. And really just the assignments, you know, the different terminology, you know, have to understand. You have to transfer from college to the pros and really how busy you are, man. I haven't been this busy in a long time. So, you know, it's almost like 12-hour days. So, you know, it's a lot of work you have to put into, but, you know, it's all beneficial.
Yeah. Football's consuming
exactly
your life.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. Your life and your job. That's been a hard transition for the most part. But I think it's good that you're in here early now, mm-hmm. you know, and you know that, you know, the whole process and how it's going to be day in, day out, between the meetings on the football mm-hmm. field, probably back to some more meetings. Yep. But asking me, I think you're getting ready for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Like I said, it's teaching us how to be pros, you know, to get ready for the season. You know, the season's going to be a lot more grueling, but just getting an early head start, you know, you get ahead of the game and you really start to understand. You have to, you know, take care of your body. It's a lot of things you have to cut off. You know, you have to be in your playbook, and then you have to get adjusted to being special teams because, you know, a lot of players coming from college really didn't play a lot of special teams. So that's just the biggest adjustment.
And I'm going to tell you this real quick. I mean, this is a lot tougher than the season. This is a lot tougher than regular season. So get through this part, yep. And the regular season will take care of itself.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and we mentioned a little bit earlier, I mean, the South Florida heat and humidity came to play today. I mean, it's been relatively nice, and today we're looking at the flagpoles there, and there was no wind either, no breeze out there.
It really wasn't. Actually, it's pretty similar to being in Myrtle Beach, because Myrtle Beach, man, is hot and humid as well. Right. In the summertime, it's like, you know, get
no ocean not, breeze though. You get the ocean breeze over
not
here.
Too, you know, not some, too much. Not all some right. days you'll get it, but not all the time. But you know, like I said, it gets hot, but it's all a mental thing, really. You know, as long as you can push through it, as long as you give it good effort, and you block out the heat and just really understand what you have to do at that time, you know, you'll be fine.
Matt Hazel, rookie wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, joining us. You had the first day of rookie minicamp practice, just fresh off the field. I want to ask you about this. So as we're talking about your rookie draft class, I know last fall at Coastal Carolina, you faced off with Liberty and Walt Akins, 55-52. It was a shootout as Coastal Carolina came from behind to win mm-hmm. that game. And let me look at this so I get the numbers right. 9 catches, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. Have you kind of reminded Walt of that game now that you're reunited on the Dolphins?
Man, we talk about it every day. But, you know, and the thing is, me and Walt, man, it's crazy. Like, we're, like, actually, like, best friends. You know, we don't really let the past dictate that. We'll talk about it, you know, joke around a little bit. But at the same day, you know, we teammates now. And, you know, it was really actually exciting, you know, when we both got drafted by the Dolphins, that, you know, we talked about it the whole time, you know, we end up being roommates and, yeah, we definitely talk about it all the time, you know, I tell him, so we played for 3 years, you know, I got him this play and he got me this play. So, you know, it's always just a little friendly rivalry.
Man, how lucky are you to come to a team where you got teammates, got drafted in the same class with you? You talk about you and Jarvis, you talk about you and Walt. I mean, that's kind of nice, man. Kind of makes that transition a lot easier, right?
Yeah. Me and Juwan, you know, we trained.
Juwan as well, huh?
We trained API, you know, so it's great, man. It's easier for us to have that camaraderie as rookies. You know, it makes it a lot easier. Me and Billy Turner, we played against each other in the playoffs. So, you know, it's like I said, and me and Jordan Tripp, you know, we played against each other. So, you know, we all have a certain connection.
I think our coaching staff and the scouts are following him around.
I was going to say.
They've been following him, and they've got mad, and then they find all these other guys on their way,
yeah,
right?
If we need any tidbits on any of the draft class, we know who to talk to.
That's right.
He's got
That's
a scouting report on everybody. All right, Matt, we spoke to your coach from mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina, Coach Moglia, and so he told me, I asked him, I was like, tell me a little bit about Matt, something we don't know. And so mm-hmm. he said this. He said, you're a really hard worker.
Yes, sir.
And you're kind of a quiet guy, but you have a great mm-hmm. sense of humor once you get to know him. And he goes, you know what? I don't think he's going to be taking over the Tonight Show anytime soon, but if you get to know him, he's got a great sense of humor. Is that the case?
Yeah. I mean, I like to joke around. I mean, just to be honest, you know, I'm a jokester, but, you know, I also understand it's a time to be serious. You know, like you said, I love the work. I always have to work hard, you know, because, like I said, coming from an FCS school, you're not labeled as the big-time player, so you always got the chip on your shoulder. And, you know, and me going to FCS school, man, it really helped me out a lot. Really understand that you really can't get complacent with everything. You know, it's always better guys out there. So, you know, especially coming into the draft, you know, a lot of people say, oh, he should be a free agent because, you know, this receiver class is deep and, you know, he's from FCS, so they don't play the competition. And, you know, I went out everywhere I went, you know, I went and proved it from the East West to the Combine to Pro Day. You know, I had to go out and prove myself, you know, that I'm a draft pick. You know, I always kept that chip on my shoulder. And then came to work every day. You know, me and my friend Lorenzo Talaferro plays for the Ravens. You know, we talk about it all the time, you know. We can't never get complacent. And that's the one thing I loved about being a small school guy. You know, it helped me out a lot.
Yeah, I can tell. It's gotten you this far, and so now it's the next step in that process as you're just getting started. Matt, really appreciate you taking the time after first day of practice, getting the rookie mini camp started this weekend. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the contract again. We look forward to catching up with you soon.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thanks,
there he is, Matt.
Fins up.
Fins up. There we go. Up.